Ember Dash Mobile Cigar Lounge is designed exclusively for cigar enthusiasts like you. Whether you're celebrating an occasion, hosting an event, or simply seeking a moment of tranquility, they're here to transform it into an unforgettable experience. Ember and Ash Mobile Cigar Lounge will be on location at Neat Bourbon Bar and Bottle Shop at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 12th. They'll also be at Against the Grain Brewery and Public House Saturday, July 13th. Use promo code ESPN for 10% off your cigar purchase. Private bookings available. Head to emberandashcigars.com. Ember and Ash Mobile Cigar Lounge. They bring the elite cigar experience to you.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The original song.
How about that? A remix of Hey Big Spenders?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
going on there?
That was... I didn't even know...
Who is this person?
I don't know the lady, but it was ASAP Rocky and some random dude that I've never heard of since. But nice. This was like big in like 2012.
I like this.
And once you were talking about like, oh, we're ranking them... Like, are you the big spender? And I was like, ooh, I remember that song.
That was a good one.
Hey, big spender.
That was
Peggy Lee did that, I think.
What musical was that a part of? Was that part of Sweet Charity?
Wow, that'll be impressive. You get that, you are the honor group of the day.
I want to say that was part of Sweet Charity.
Hey, big spender.
We saw that with Christina Applegate.
Song by Cy Coleman from, ladies and gentlemen,
Sweet Charity.
Sweet Charity.
Boom.
That is impressive.
V-Show,
it's
Renaissance, man.
Get out. Shirley MacLaine did it in the movie, I think. Who sang Hey Big Spender first? I was right. What? Everybody's right today. It's everybody. Everybody gets a trophy day. Because I said, who did I say sang it? Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee, right.
Here's your answer.
I knew it was on the
Peggy
musical.
Peggy Lee was
Sweet
the first
Charity.
Artist to record the song for her album of the same name that year. So how about that? Also done by Shirley Bassey, one of the most underrated female vocalists of all time. She's terrific and not many people know her. I'll bet you half the listeners don't know who we're talking about. She was so good. And I believe...
Who? Shirley who?
Shirley Bassey. And you would know her because she did more than one Bond song.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Goldfinger. Yeah. That was her.
He's the one.
Yep.
With the
I think she also did Moonraker. She did a whole bunch of Bond songs, but Goldfinger, the most famous version of that was her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good.
That's one of the all time Bond songs.
How about ranking the Bond songs?
I'm gonna look that up.
You do that while I talk to Tim Sullivan, who joins us right now on this Monday edition of the V Show. Always good to talk to you, Tim, but especially because we are intrigued about what is going on with Kentucky Speedway. They bought Louisville Motor Speedway, shuttered it, because that's what you do. You eliminate any possible competition in your area. And then they had big plans for this place, and now they are just shuttered, and I don't know what the hell they're doing with it. What is the status of, and why is it in the news right now, Kentucky Speedway? What's going on?
Well, I don't know that it's really in the news. I did a piece for Kentucky Lantern a couple of weeks ago about the impasse that has existed since the last NASCAR race was run there in 2020. The judge executive for Gallatin County would like to see the movement, either racing or possibly rededication of that property. You know, you've got 1,000 acres near the interstate. It's been sitting vacant with the exception of some Ford vehicles, that excess inventory that had been parked there, you know, for several years. I can't imagine that's the highest and best use of that property, but, you know, there are a lot of issues that would have to be resolved in order for racing to resume. And at this point, I think that's fairly unlikely in the foreseeable future.
Were you surprised? You quoted in your article Denny Hamlin, who's been a longtime driver, a very successful longtime driver on the circuit, said Kentucky's still out there, but Kentucky's definitely not top-notch when it comes to facilities there. It would need some major work. When it was built, I mean, it's not that old. Wasn't it built as kind of a state-of-the-art facility? It was never that way. I was really surprised by those comments. What'd you make of that?
Well, you know, that was a comment he made on his podcast. I didn't get to interview him. I would have liked to. You know, I don't know exactly what he's referring to. I know that there were some issues with the track surface itself that that management tried to address, and you know, I think that that was probably a key to, as far as the drivers were concerned. As far as the facilities, I mean, you know, probably needs a coat of paint. You know, I don't know how much maintenance has been done over the last 4 years, but certainly it would need some work to bring it back up to speed as far as a legitimate facility is concerned. But, you know, that's probably not the biggest hurdle at this point. You know, you've got a NASCAR schedule that is pretty much jammed, and as the executives tell aspiring tracks, you know, any track that we give a race to, we're going to have to take it away from another one. And that's, you know, that's what happened here. The Speedway Motorsports, the company that owns Kentucky Speedway, owns 10 other tracks, and they simply moved the Quaker State 400 from Kentucky Speedway to Atlanta, which is another track they own, and one that had an existing race. So it now has two, but, you know, you're talking Atlanta is pretty much the heart of NASCAR country, maybe or a heartbeat away in North Carolina. But, you know, I think in order to persuade the Speedway Motorsports to bring a race back here, you're going to probably need some government funding, and there really isn't a mechanism for that at this point, and I don't know that there's a political appetite to go there, given the breaks that were given initially, and the manner in which Speedway Motorsports packed up and left without apparent warning or explanation.
It went to the Jim Irsay School of Relocation. That was the
that's a real sore point. And, that was Bob Irsay.
Oh, yeah, right. Jim's the son. Right, Bob. Sorry.
Father, I grew up as a Baltimore Colts fan, and I'm still nursing that wound.
Still a little salty. All right, but now let's play the blame game, shall we? As always, Chase, follow the money when you want to know what really happened. And you told us, and it's pretty documentable, the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet is the Tourism Development Act. They enabled operators to get up to 25% of a project's cost through a refunded sales tax. They talked about potentially the operators of this race could get $44.5 million back, annual refunds, after a projected maybe $44 million peaked at $1.1 million following the first Quaker State 400, and then fell from that point on. So the question is, how did they project so poorly? Why aren't they making the money they thought they would? And obviously, that's the reason why they left. I mean, as a contrast, if you look at other places, in North Carolina, NASCAR races, they have a motorsports relief fund. They get almost $46 million in grants. Now, that was to 17 different racetracks. But still, just as an example, one racetrack, Texas Motor Speedway, $26 million in subsidies between 2016 and 2022. The Kentucky Motor Speedway probably did $2 million in that time. What the hell happened there? From talking to people, what do you glean?
You know, I think what happened to a large extent was the first Quaker State 400 was such a disaster in terms of traffic and parking that a lot of people just didn't come back. And, you've got a track that is situated between two medium-sized cities, Cincinnati and Louisville, and, there's not much population in Gallatin County. It's not the sort of thing where you can drive 10 miles and be at the racetrack. It's a commitment. And, given the bad experience the first time around, I think a lot of people just decided it wasn't worth it. They'd rather go to a race somewhere else. If you look at the numbers, after that $1.14 million refund in for 2011, it dropped pretty much annually, I think, with one exception, to a low of $353,000 in 2019. And then, of course, in 2020, the race was held without spectators because of COVID. So, it's just a story of not being prepared when you hit the big time and the consequences that came from that, I think. And, to a large extent, maybe they suffered along with a declining interest in NASCAR. I think it probably peaked nationally about that time, and in 2011 thereabouts, and has suffered a slow decline since then, but a very dramatic decline at Kentucky Speedway.
It does, in fairness, buck the trend, right? It seems to me they're building all these new racetracks in big metropolitan areas, right? I mean, they race, for the most part, really, it much more closely aligned with one particular market. I guess the selling point of this is, hey, we'll get fans from Louisville and Cincinnati. We're right in the middle. But the downside is they got fans from neither. I mean, it was just, especially given the struggles of the first year. So I don't know. But the other side of the coin is you look at a place like North Wilkesboro, which sat vacant for, 20 years? I mean, that thing was just, it looked like a complete train wreck, and they're racing there again. So is there a way? But I'm reading your quotes from your column. The people in political positions that could make this happen seemingly have made a complete U-turn on this. They're like, nah, can't be bothered. What do you make of that?
Well, the thing that interested me when I was doing the story, or one of the things, was how many of the tracks that hold NASCAR races are smaller and in some cases much smaller than Kentucky Speedway. North Wilkesboro, I think, seats something like 36,000.
Mm-hmm.
And had been fallow for, I think, 26, 7 years, something like that, when it got the investment from the state, I think, something like $18 million, and to improve the facility and presumably put some money in NASCAR's pockets. If you can have a race there, you should be able to have a race at Kentucky Speedway, which has a much larger capacity. The political will that you referenced, I spoke to Damon Thayer, who's the majority leader of the Kentucky Senate, and he had been a consultant to Kentucky Speedway, and he's still nursing those wounds from their departure. And his comments were to the effect that I don't think we need to do anything else. We've done road improvements. Had this industrial revenue bond, which prevented them from having to pay or spared them from having to pay sales tax. Or, I'm sorry, property tax. And then, of course, the ability to recoup sales tax money was another incentive. So, you know, there were some pieces in place that could make it attractive. But given the climate nationally and what's going on in Texas and North Carolina and some other places, it doesn't appear to me that Kentucky is very competitive and chooses not to be when it comes to providing incentives for auto racing.
It's, I don't know, it's kind of in a weird place. There's, 1,000 acres there, and they talk about, well, if we're not going to have races there, we should use it for something else. What else could they use it for? Build a golf course? I don't know. What are they going to do there? I mean,
I think you could, you know, presumably put a factory there, or you know, you have good access to I-71. You know, you're basically a couple of blocks away from an interstate highway. There's plenty of land, and you know, you could probably build on those parking lots without disturbing the track itself. If you so choose, but it doesn't appear to me that Speedway Motorsports is in any hurry to do anything with that property. They're making money off of the parking for Ford, and as long as that's a renewable source of revenue, they may break even or close to it. I mean, I don't know what their expenses are or the debt load they assumed when they bought the property, but as far as you know, regular overhead, they may be able to cover their bill. So I don't see them being in any great rush. There's no sign that the property is for sale, and if they have a plan B, they're not ready to talk about it.
How about other types of racing? Well, why don't they consider that open wheel racing or the minor league circuits for racing or motorcycle racing? I don't know, something. It just seems bizarre to just sit there. I don't know.
That's... Yeah, it does. And you know, I've wondered about that too. Speedway Motorsports was not willing to do an interview, so I can't read their mind. I would think that you know you could get a truck race or some kind of race below cup level and at least you know use the facility, but it may be that they think they can do that other places more profitably. And you know, when you own 11 tracks and they're in general in more populated areas and more traditional NASCAR areas, you might decide that that's a risk not worth running. I can't read their mind, but until they make a move give an interview, it's going to be difficult to know what the next step is or when it might occur.
Yeah, they used to have a truck race at Louisville Motor Speedway. That was the thing that they, you know, the people said, look at the enthusiasm for this. And then they thought, well, we can get a NASCAR race. And now all of a sudden we're a vast wilderness of NASCAR. I don't understand how that happened. But you're right. You know, it's money. I mean, you know, when in doubt, follow the money. And so but it's a shame. It really is. I mean, we lost our track here in Louisville. We lost our truck race here. And then they went there and everybody got excited.
Don't forget the IndyCar race.
Where? We didn't have an IndyCar race in Louisville.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't.
At Kentucky Motor Speedway, we did.
Why don't you listen to what I'm saying?
Are you talking about just the
Louisville
track?
Motor Speedway?
Okay, all right.
Had a truck race here, and when this group bought that track, they shut that Louisville down so that there would be no competition here. So we lost our truck race.
Right.
And then went to Kentucky Motor Speedway, and now they've lost everything there. They're not racing anything there.
No, I know.
So,
but
yeah,
but I know there was also an IndyCar race attached.
I know. That's why I asked him about is there a chance for other racing there. If you were joining the show, we would.
I was.
Yeah, that's okay. Welcome back. Nice to have you with us. All right. Sully, thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself. Good to talk to you, and we'll catch up with you next week. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Right.
It's a good piece of writing there, as always. He knows what he's doing. Why can I not get him to hang up? Hang up, 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 hang up. Did it. Nope. I put him on hold. And there it is. There's only three buttons, and I still can never.
Yeah, I was going to say you were really struggling over there.
I was turned into Gene Krupa over there. Another reference nobody will get. Gene Krupa.
Yeah, the drummer for
nobody, just the drummer.
Wait, he was Gene in Benny Goodman's orchestra, right? Gene Krupa, right? I think.
Wow, look at you.
I think.
I don't know. He does play on. He was had his own band. But let's see if he was Eugene Bertram Krupa. His drum solo on Benny Goodman's recording of Sing, Sing, Sing elevated the role of drummer from an accompanist to an important solo act. And that's one of my favorite old big band songs. That is a fabulous song. Benny Goodman's band. Oh. Come on, Gene, do it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
They look like they're having so much fun.
That's what I'm saying.
They just look like they're having a ball, the whole bunch of them. He's twirling the drumsticks. He's going hog-ass wild. Very nice. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Tulio is going to push buttons. And
Greg Galliott's going to join. We have our suite night at the station tomorrow.
Oh,
so if you're at the Louisville Bats, come say hi to us.
No, stay out of our suite. It's our suite.
Why can't people come say hi?
Go eat your peanuts and crap and leave the big boy stuff for us.
Just looking down on everybody.
I'm saying.
You commoners.
Mm, look at this. And it's complimentary. Mm, nom, nom, nom.
Just throwing popcorn down at you peasants. Let them eat cake. Just being a.
Why did she say that? Do you know why she said that? Why did she say that? That doesn't make any sense, does it? If you're looking down on people, you would ask, why you like that? Why them to eat cake? They should eat like crumbs.
Because I think that was it. I thought she was giving them their stale cake. I'm serious. I thought that was it.
I don't know. You might be right. Why did she say, let them eat cake? Marie Antoinette, the Queen of France, during the French Revolution, is said to have responded, and I can't read French, so I'm not going to read it, but it translates to let them eat cake when told that her starving subjects had no bread around 1789. The phrase is often used to illustrate the disconnect between the wealthy and the poor. Antoinette's remark has been used to criticize her as insensitive and out of touch with the realities of life with common people. Some historians question whether she actually said it. The phrase has a history of being used against noble women. The idea being that you say, oh my God, these people, they're starving, Your Highness. They don't even have bread. And she says, oh, let them eat cake, as if they would have cake and not have bread. So that's
kind of a douchey thing to say.
Absolutely.
That'll get your head cut off.
Well, she's the queen, though. She's not going to cut her own head off.
No, but then they cut
calling her.
No, they cut her head off.
Well,
right? They did cut her head off, right?
Marie Antoinette.
Yeah,
interesting story.
She got her ass guillotined, I think.
Marie Antoinette died at the age of 38, I assume she was, the French Revolution, they overthrew the monarchy. Her rejection of reform provoked unrest, and her policy of court resistance to the progress of the French Revolution led to the overthrow of the monarchy. And let's go see if they caught her and they just chopped her head off.
That's one of the great, what's it called? Why Does Kids You Know sketches. It's the French Revolution, and these two guys are working the guillotine, and they're going back and forth. They go, I think they can do it. says there's no way they can do it. He's like, no, I think they can do it. And so they got a bet going. They said, how many words of the alphabet you can say after you get your head cut off? So they keep, like, the people are going out there, like, they're getting, like, you know, brought up there to get executed. They're like, hey, will you do us a favor? We got a bet going on. When we cut your head off, can you say the alphabet? The guy goes, yeah, sure, I'll give it a go.
Oh, and I so love that skit.
They cut his head off, and they go, like, he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he didn't even try.
He didn't even try, yeah.
Several events led to Marie Antoinette's during the Revolution. The government placed the royal family under house arrest in 1789. The June 1791 attempted flight out of the country and her role in the War of the First Coalition were immensely damaging to her image among French citizens. 1792, the attack on the Tuileries forced the royal family to take refuge at the Assembly. They were imprisoned on 13 of August in that same year. 21st September, the monarchy was abolished. Louis the 16th was executed by guillotine on 21 January 1793. Marie Antoinette's trial began 14 of October, the first day before at that time legal college basketball practice could start, October 15th. She was convicted 2 days later. They didn't take very long back then. They got it done in a hurry. The Revolutionary Tribunal. Oh, I subscribed to that for about 2 years. The Revolutionary Tribunal. What a sports section. My God. She was accused and convicted of high treason, executed by beheading by the guillotine. They did love their guillotine back then, the French. They just loved it.
They were chopping heads left and right.
Chopping left and right. That was a disgusting book, which you're reading lunch. Cover your ears for a moment. I think you can find it. It's horrible. It's called Heads You Lose.
Oh, yeah.
It was a book of photo essays of people losing their heads in various ways.
Yeah.
One is a beheading with a, whatever that thing is. That they swung and the guy's head is in midair flopping.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And the veins are spurting.
Oh,
blood.
Good. Okay, cool.
One guy got his head in the garbage.
No, I know. The last time you talked about this, a guy actually called in angry. Said, you ruined my lunch, Bobby V. Thanks a lot. Like, really? I was like, yeah. So
head you lose. Disgusting.
That's...
Gallyette's got a bunch of
who did that? Was it like the golden book or whatever? Like the children's books? It's like
see
Timmy the tugboat.
See Tommy.
The pokey
see
puppy.
See Tommy running. Run, Tommy, run. See Tommy forgetting something. Oh, Tommy, where is your head? I left it in the trash.
Oh, my God.
That's so bad. Greg has joined us after some very, very odd segues. I believe that is going to win the prize of the oddest. And here he is, president of the Bats. Embarrassed to join us after that segue. Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing fine, although we were just talking about beheadings. So I don't know. That might be an interesting promo. If you come to a game and look like you don't have a head, you know, they do that. They pull their coat up and they. People get in half price.
We could do that for like a Halloween or half a ween, maybe. They could do that.
It's probably not the promotion. Probably not the promotions you've got coming up.
Greg's like, leave the promotions to me, guys.
Yeah, thanks. That's why I'm doing what I do, and that's why you're doing what you do. Okay, so tell us. First of all, we're looking forward to it. We'll be out there tomorrow night. It's our night. It's sweet night for ESPN Louisville, and we'll be out there tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that, my friend. So we will see you out there tomorrow
night. Can you bring some of this gorgeous weather with you tomorrow night?
I'll try, but that's really not my department. That's Ken. You got to get Ken over there in sales. He handles that.
Yeah. I will tell you guys this. I just got back from visiting the Bananas in Indianapolis on Saturday night, and I tell you what, it was as it was advertised. It was a circus, and they had 15,000 plus in there. I mean, everybody had a fabulous time, and just makes me look more forward to having them here August 1, 2, and 3. So it's pretty cool.
Are those games sold out already?
Oh, yeah. They sold out within 90 minutes.
That's what I thought you told us last time you were with us. So I just wanted to be sure. Yeah. You know what I find interesting? Go ahead.
No, in talking to Jesse Cole, who runs the Bananas, it sounds like they're actually ESPN or ESPN2 will be televising, it looks like, the three games from Louisville.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they're getting ready to launch the Ocho Network at that time, and they want to use the Bananas to kind of feature as part of that promotion. So
that's fantastic.
Looks like Louisville Slugger Field, maybe shown off quite a bit across the nation for 3 days.
It'll show nicely. It always does. You know what I'm intrigued by, though, Greg? For people who do, I'm not a historian per se, but I do have great interest in sports history. And the Harlem Globetrotters were, for the early years of their existence, truly one of the best teams in the world, because there was not an opportunity for black players to play in the National Basketball Association. And so they would get the best black players, and they would do all their clowning, but they would also kick your ass. I mean, they were really good players. Then, of course, the NBA opened up to all players, and so they're still great showmen. It's still a great show, but it is a show, and you know, it's scripted. I know the Bananas do all this odd stuff, but these guys must be decent players because they actually play, don't they? I mean, there's a game in the midst of this comedy, right?
There is, and actually to watch their center fielder on a fly ball do a complete backflip somersault and then catch the ball as it's coming in. To watch the guy, and I've seen it on video, and I was amazed on video, but to watch the guy actually pitch on stilts was amazing. He threw strikes and struck people out. But the quality of players, you've got ex-college and minor league players playing on both teams. So the quality of baseball is actually really good. I watched one of the, I guess it was the cleanup hitter for the team they played, which was called the Visitors. Jack won out.
That's perfect.
You know, Victory Field. He hit it a long way. So they've got some talent. But I'll tell you this, as soon as they open the doors until the game is over, it is complete scripted chaos. And fans will have a fantastic time. And the interesting thing is, fans didn't leave their seats. Once they got in there, they sat down, and it was like, it was a movie. They didn't want to get up and miss anything. So they stayed in their seats for both the pregame and throughout the game. And I tip my hat to the Bananas. For these guys to do this stuff day in and day out, I mean, wow. They've got to be in great shape, and it's a great show. And we're so excited to have them. But we'll do our own version of it a little bit starting tonight as we play as the Mootown Milkers. It's a promotion with Oatly. So we'll actually have our team dressed in special uniforms tonight. It's our only Monday game of the 2024 season. We've got beautiful weather. So hopefully we'll have a crowd tonight. And then tomorrow night being a Tuesday night, of course, it's our $2 menu night with the $2 hot dogs, popcorn, chips, and Pepsi. So I'm looking forward to a nice evening tomorrow night. And, of course, the big night's July 3rd, Wednesday night. Special start time. We're going to start at 7:05. Gates will open at 6. And, Bob, I know you're going to appreciate this because after the game's over, before the fireworks show, which is brought to you by our friends over at Wright Implement, we will have from the NBA halftime circles, and I haven't had them here since before the pandemic when I was their first ever baseball game, and I had to explain to Christian what an out was, what an inning was. we'll have Christian and Scooby performing, and it's Christian is the hand-balancing acrobatic who does a lot of push-ups and hand raises and handstands while his chihuahua dog, Scooby, is on his feet. And it's a fun family six-minute entertainment act, and it'll be right before we shoot our fireworks. So Wednesday night should be a lot of fun for everybody.
I'm not sure who's more impressive, him or the dog, because the dog, too, is just
exactly.
He's amazing.
The dog with all the noise.
Everything going on, and he's just going about his business. He just pops up where he's supposed to go. By the way, if your web page is right, and I have no reason to think it's not, you kind of left out an interesting promotion for tonight. Brian Hernandez is going to be there. Is that right? I think I see that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
The jockey for the Kentucky Derby winning Mystic Dan is going to throw out the first pitch and have an autograph session. And he's a very nice guy, by the way.
He will.
Yeah. So you'll...
Nice guy, and we're looking forward to having him. He'll be set up right in front of our team store on the concourse right behind home plate. So we're looking forward to having Brian with us tonight. And I heard he's got quite a following, so we're looking forward to having him with us. It's a quick three-game homestand. Then we'll go actually to Indianapolis on Thursday so they can shoot their fireworks on July 4th. But we'll be back home next Tuesday, the 9th. And one of the highlights, besides we're going to do Christmas in July next Friday night, the other highlight next Saturday night on the 13th is Dime Dog Night. So hot dogs for a dime.
Whoa.
A limit up to 10 purchased hot dogs in one transaction. So that should be an interesting promotion. First time we've ever done that one. So that's kind of one of the highlights of the next homestand.
I don't want to tell you your business, but for that night, Greg, I would buy a lot of hot dogs. I'm just suggesting that you load
up. I figured a lot of people are going to, so we're looking forward to seeing how that's going to turn out.
Your concession people need to be well stocked. I mean, you walk up with a dollar, you're going to walk away with 10 hot dogs. That's quite a deal.
Yep.
You don't get that very often. I got to ask you.
We got to get the Reds healthy, get the Reds rolling, because you know they're up and down right now, and obviously going into Yankee Stadium for the next few days. That's going to be a tough road to hoe. But after that, they've got basically to the middle, to the All-Star break, basically, some really winnable series coming up. A lot of them are going to be home games where they need to make some hay and get back in the race.
They are
right now, I think they're six games.
They're feast or famine. They play the Cardinals, and they get shut out the first game and the last game. And in between, they outscored the Cardinals like 17-3 or something. I mean, they outscored them in the series by like 15 runs, and yet they only got a split, 2-2. So it's kind of crazy how that's worked.
Yep, and St. Louis in the past has always been a house of horrors for the Reds. They don't usually play well there. And I was hoping they'd at least be able to take 3 out of 4. They're playing a little bit better. Noel Marte went back up from our squad and joined them. He's now playing third base for the Reds. That gives him another bat in the lineup. Hunter Green pitched well yesterday, had nothing to show for it, but they've got to get Nick Lodello back off the disabled list. He's currently on the disabled list with a blister problem. So the time is really of the essence for the Reds to really make a move as far as in the standings so they can find out whether, you know, come trade deadline, are they going to be a buyer or seller? So we'll see.
TJ Friedl is hurt. Is that the deal? Is that what's going on with him?
Hamstring again. Yep. He's been off and on the disabled list quite a bit this year, as have several other players. And, they really missed the bats of Matt McClain and Encarnacion Strand. Those are two big bats to take out of their lineup.
Did you tell me this when you joined us in the past? Because I'm just seeing it now, and I did not know it. TJ Friedl's second cousin is John Calipari.
Yeah, and John used to be at our games when TJ played for us. I would talk to John. He'd be sitting right there in the home plate area where he'd put the scouts, and fans would come down and say hi to John and get pictures taken with him. But, yeah, that's true.
It's nice that he went to see his little cousin there. Very cool. All right, buddy. Well, I will see you, as the joke goes, don't say unless I see you first. I'll see you tomorrow night, and looking forward to it. And
look forward to it.
Hopefully the run-up to the 4th of July is a successful week for the bats on the field and in your promotions and in the business side of it as well. Thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Greg Galliott. He's a good boy. We like Greg.
Do we want to do – I'm talking to you, but also talking to Tanner.
Okay.
Do you think you could do the 9-9 challenge, Tanner? Because
I'd have to fast before, but yes.
Because dime hot dog night would be the time to do it.
I had my headphones off.
Nine hot dogs in 9 innings?
9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings.
Oh, I can't do 9 beers. No.
I was doing like other work, and he was like,
Nine hot dogs.
And I go, dime for a beer? Wow. And he goes, no, hot dogs. And I was like, oh, well, still, good deal.
No, it's a great deal.
I couldn't do 9 beers. I couldn't do 9 beers without the 9 hot dogs. Sorry.
Dad, it's a tough challenge. I'm not saying Tanner has to do it.
Not even a challenge there.
You could do 9 hot dogs?
In 9 innings?
That's a lot of meat.
Oh, I mean, I would not eat anything with salt in it for 4 days after, but that's not even going to be a problem. One per inning? You want me to? When is that going to be? I'll go do it just to.
Well, I don't want to. You know, Rangaswamy is.
Rangaswamy will show up there with a machete.
It's just like
you go for your next checkup.
Like, if I ever see you here again, I'm just going to tell you, you'll be finding yourself a new cardiologist. Who do you think you are? Care for a hot dog, doc? No.
Hey, it's Dr. Rango, and he just kicks you right in the jewels.
Looks up.
Bob, how we doing?
Come and see me. You're off the books. What am I doing here? We don't need a read today.
Oh, we actually do. Why? We need two.
Well, you know, why do you never think of that unless I think of it?
Because I forgot.
No, because you don't get any money.
No, because I forgot. There we go. Little ASMR. Little V-show ASMR on a Monday on ESPN 680, 105.7. Setting the stage.
Oh, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know how I know this hasn't gotten too old yet? Every time I do it, Tulio laughs, the homeless guy laughs, and you laugh.
I don't know, because you get so excited. It's infectious.
Ladies and gentlemen, that can mean only one thing. Well, two things. A, there's a police emergency, or B, it is time for a Universal Windows Direct live read. Hi, this is Bob Valvano. You know, it's hot. Not as hot today. Pleasant today. But going to get hot again tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hot. And it's going to have a lot of days in the 90s yet to come. Don't pay to have your air conditioning cool the outside of your house. Keep it inside. And the way to do that is by getting new windows from Universal Windows Direct. What's the key? Super spacer technology. Keeps the seal on the edge of the glass better, for makes it last longer. Makes the windows last up to 5 times longer than other window systems. So they perform better. It's just that simple. Plus, Universal Windows Direct backs it up with a true lifetime warranty as long as you own your home. A 20-year warranty to the next homeowner. That's a pretty good deal right there. Call Universal Windows Direct today, 502-487-5099. For every 2 windows you buy, you'll get 2 free. Buy 2, get 2. Buy 4, get 4. It's just that simple. Plus, 0% financing for 36 months. Updating your windows with Universal Windows Direct means extra protection from the elements, a consistent temperature. Oh, Lord, we did it again.
Well, that's the right copy, is it not?
I'm sorry. I love these people dearly. Can I ask you to read this line? Just read this line for me. You're not going to be able to send this to them now, but that's okay.
Plus 0% financing for 36 months.
Now go down here. What does this say? Do you read the whole thing? Go ahead.
Okay. For every 2 windows you buy, you get the next 2 free.
Okay.
Plus 0% financing for 60 months.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's 5 years.
The other one is?
36 months.
Which is?
3 years.
Right. Do you compromise? Is it 4 years? How does that work exactly?
Why don't they read the copy? Why doesn't anybody?
Wait. Just double check. Maybe it's 2 different things.
Just read the copy before you send it. I don't understand. I love the great windows. It's a great deal. But does any? I just envisionize this guy at a desk. He's got paper all over the place. Here it is. Send it out. What? Where does this go? To that big-headed producer guy and the fat guy. The D show, V show. I knew it was a consonant. Get this out over there. All right, what do you got over there? What are we giving them? Let's give them 3 years, 60 months. Wait a minute. That's 60 months is not 3 years. No, I meant 60 months is right. 5 years. Okay, so write the copy. So what do you got? You got financing for 36 months. That's 3. Which one? Get it out. Get it off my desk. Oh, geez. All right, here we go. So there it is. That's how it works.
Well, to be fair, isn't there like an addendum?
Nope.
Like on the back?
Nope.
I thought we had an addendum.
No,
copy.
Sir. No, sir. That's exactly what the copy says. 0% financing,
I know, but I
for 36 months in yellow, which means this is the important. If you're wondering, hey, for you radio newbies, when they highlight it in yellow, that means that's the important part of the text.
Yeah, you can have fun with the rest.
The other stuff, yeah. I mean, you can say, you know.
No, here, just use this.
Sit and eat dumplings if you want with your new windows. But 0% financing for 36 months. What? What did you say? It's 0% financing for 60 months. What? Wait, who? What?
Well, stop. Just stop. Let me find the actual copy.
I'm holding it in my hand.
Is that the July one?
Saturday, June 1st to Sunday, June 30th. Yesterday. Do you think? Did you get a new one for today?
I'm trying to find you.
No, we didn't.
Maybe we did. Wait a minute.
Irrelevant. It was 30. Was June illogical month in radio advertising? Hey, this year we'll have some fun. All the ad agencies got together. Let's have some fun out there. Okay, send copies out. Here's a couple of our favorites. We use as examples. Buy 2, get 1 free. Then put it elsewhere in the copy. Buy 2, get 2 free. Then buy 5, get 1 free.
You're confusing everybody.
Well, because
you're making it worse.
Okay, but I'm making you remember the name. Universal Windows Direct.
I was going to say, we just spent like 5 minutes just talking about Universal
now
Windows.
Now you understand why we do that.
They're probably
listening.
They're
either going to love it or hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're listening like, he's going, this is not right, but he's, the word's out.
He's giving doing an entire segment on Universal
yeah.
Windows Direct.
You know what they say, publicity is good publicity.
UWD.com is their website. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my Windows, I just don't love the ad copy.
Just wait a second. Just don't go to break. Just wait.
All right. See, like, let me give you an example of something that's written properly. The lunch drop today was brought by...
Oh, he's angry. You heard him slam that door? Yeah,
this is not today's copy, but just as an example. It's from Friday. Lunch was brought Friday. Well, lunch today is from Chick-fil-A, which is delightful also. We thank them for providing food to eat. But here's ready? This is... The lunch drop read for Bear Nose. Ready? They've been serving Louisville-style pizza since 1977. There are 13 area locations. Besides award-winning pizza, they serve pasta, sandwiches, salads, apps, including chicken wings. There's dine-in or carry-out, plus delivery, and you can order online at barenose.com. Barenose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. You can't find fault with one word in that copy. Can you? No, I don't think you can. I'm fairly certain you can't. But let me read it to you as could be written. Ready? Serving Louisville-style pizza since 1977. Barenose, since 1994, providing some great food for Louisville. 13 area locations. Come into one of our 10 stores. Besides award-winning pizza, we have pasta, sandwiches, salads, Chinese food, Mexican food, and on-tap Kool-Aid. Dine in, carry out, no delivery, or order online at barenose.net. Barenose Pizza, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right. I'd give it a hard 7.3 out of 10.
It's not bad. I mean, as far as pizza goes, it's pretty good. Yeah, that's the difference. The first one is the way you should write it. Second one is the way you shouldn't write it.
They got Chinese, Mexican food.
Nothing says V show like the last 2 minutes. We have contradictory ad copy. I riff to buy time so he can find the copy. And what does he come back with? A cookie. That's what he did in those 2 minutes. He just used the time to go get a cookie.
Burno's just had.
I couldn't find Ken.
The Burno's ad read was to get awesome. A cookie.
No, I got Avery trying
and
to track it out.
Talking on the air, which pisses everybody off again.
I'm trying to find it.
Are you
it?
Trying to alienate people?
No, I'm not. But I'm stressed. You're making me stressy.
Here comes Avery. She's got some information.
You're making me
Let's
stressy.
Let's go to the newsroom for Avery. Avery, what do you got for us?
All right. So I took a look through my emails, uh-huh. And it is last month is extended.
There we go. So July. I have to keep reading this. So that's exciting. So remember.
At least spot-wise. No, read-wise, I don't know.
No. No, thank you. That's good work, Avery.
Thank you, Avery.
So give them a call, and you'll either get a 36-month or a 60-month.
Roll them dice. We don't either know. Way.
Find out.
3 years is great.
Three years is good.
Six years is great.
Five years. Now you're five coming years. Up with your own
time. God damn it.
That's a Nick promotion. He's adding times to it.
I'm bad at math. Sorry.
I really don't mean to be a complete. This is an important account. I love them. Ken's going to strangle me. But I also noticed that one copy has a 30-year warranty, and this one has a 20-year warranty.
They sent an addendum. I can't find the
Stop
addendum.
Stop talking while you're eating a cookie.
Oh, don't even. You ate an entire bag.
Dump button. Dump.
Stop doing that.
All right, just no one swear, please. Just until it gets back
on. You ate a whole bag of Bucky's Nuggets on the air last week. How are you going to get on me about stress eating a cookie? Mm-hmm.
Tulio?
I got nothing. I don't know what to do anymore, guys.
I got nothing. By the way, here's another V-show thing. Tulio was invited to a 4th of July gig we have. He said, oh, I'd love to come, but I have to go to Chicago. I said, oh, what, are you going to see a baseball game? No, I'm going up for Mexican 4th of July. The hell is Mexican? What is it?
It's
Cinco de Julio?
Cuatro de Julio.
Cuatro de Julio, yes. Sorry. But, well, Cinco's the other one. Cinco
well, yeah, no, it's comments. My, it's my girlfriend's family, so I'm going to have like Mexican food. So I'm going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Going to have some tequila.
Nice. Yes. All right. We have
so celebrating blast.
Celebrating America with Mexican food.
Yes,
I like that. We
already steal everything.
We
so
have confirmation on what the proper copy is.
This is a great cookie.
It's easier when you were little. I could just pick it up and put you on the other side of the room. Everything up to the part where the years and the warranties and everything is accurate. It's hot. It's going to get hotter. You don't want air conditioning outside of your house. The windows sealed better because of super spacer technology. They last longer. They back them up. They have great faith in their product because it's a true lifetime warranty. It is for as long as you own your home and a 20-year warranty to the next homeowner. We got that confirmed. If you call Universal Windows, their number is right, 502-487-5099. We did get it correct. Buy one, get one. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. You get it. No matter, no limit, get as many as you want. Here is the confirmation. It's 0% financing for 60 months.
That's 5 years.
That's 5 years. Fantastic. It'll give your home a consistent temperature, increased energy efficiency, and reduced heating and cooling costs, plus a quieter and more comfortable home. Again, the number 502-487-5099 for your free in-home estimate today. For every two windows you buy, get two free. No limit. 0% financing for 60 months.
What?
It's as if they set me up. It's as if they set me up. I am so happy about this. I got through that beautifully written copy. We nailed it. We told all the great attributes. It's absolutely confirmed. And now I'm going to read this next paragraph, the next list, other than the tagline. This is it. We're almost out the door. All we got to do is say, like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. UWD, that's all we need. That's all we need.
Just land the plane.
And they just, we're cleared. We're coming in. Good speed. And it says, it's exactly in the same paragraph. 0% financing for 60 months. That's 3 years. It's the same sentence. They put it in the same sentence. You almost can't see one of that without seeing the other. Oh, that is quality. That is so quality. 0% financing for 60. No wonder the kids in our country are so bad at math. I mean, it's you got...
Wow, that's... You can see it.
Oh, my God. That's quality. That is so good. So good. Oh, that was cool. Oh, my Lord. Wow.
You going to finish it?
I did. I said, you know, you'll like me. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
We have spent...
UWD.com? Oh, no, they've gotten more than their money's worth. More than their money's worth. I was in that traffic. Oh, guys, talking about back to Kentucky Speedway, about why they didn't exist anymore.
I played golf this weekend.
You did?
Played 9 holes
mm-hmm.
Saturday.
Okay.
With Jamie.
Great.
The ladies came out with us. They great. Rode. And then we got a third joiner, or my man Caleb, who's an active listener of 93.9.
Oh, great. Oh, so your real show. That's why you care about him. Yeah,
not he's 680.
He's like 6. What's 680? I thought that was the Disney Channel.
So shout out my man Caleb if you're listening, man. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a good time with him.
Why would he be listening? He doesn't listen to us. You said you should. You wouldn't thank him on Marcus's show. Though.
I forgot to mention him on Maven's show.
That's real radio. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't march out to get copy, come back with a cookie.
I couldn't find it, Ken. Mm-hmm. I needed an adult. I needed an adult. I got Avery.
Oh, my God.
No, that was... That was
oh, it sounded, the way you said it, sounded like I needed an adult, but I got Avery.
No, I didn't mean it. No, I mean, thankfully I had her, but I wasn't able to find Ken. Mm-hmm. He was doing busy things. I don't want to make it seem like he's just, like, out playing poker.
He's looking over his shoulder.
He is
looking over his shoulder now.
He's doing GM stuff.
We got Nathan back. He is definitely fearing footsteps.
Just causing, you're just making crap up.
I am. I absolutely am. They know each other a long time. They're good friends. They're both going to do a great job. But I just make my own narrative on the show. We have our own narrative.
You don't talk into the microphone.
I talk where I want to talk.
Now that I say that, you're going to do an entire segment all the way over here.
Out on the sidewalk. You know, when you do TV, you know what they tell you?
What do they tell you?
They tell you, let the camera find you.
Okay.
Because if you start being that guy. That's doing that, and if you it's radio, so you can't see. I'm turning my head.
Yeah, you're moving your head. You're trying to find the camera.
Find the red light. Don't do that. Let the camera find you.
I was sad. What was it? Who was the Sports Center anchor? 25 years, John Anderson.
We talked about that on the show 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know that it was his last show. Like he did his last Sports Center over the weekend.
Yeah, he said he said a lot of things that I feel. The business is just.
Changed.
Mm-hmm.
You must have done that when I wasn't here, because I would have remembered that.
No, you wouldn't. You didn't even listen to the last segment. So.
Huh? No, thanks. I'm full. I just had a cookie.
It's good. It's funny. Well, he's funny. You're a riot, Alice.
Really, you're quick on your feet.
No, you really are.
Thank you.
All right. I got to take pills. We got to take a break, and we'll come back.
I'm going to go pee.
Again, more information. We can't ever seem to just get out. We just can't see.
All right, we're
out.
On the line, Nick. No, I want to go over it. No, don't do it. And I lost him.
All right, stay with us. ESPN 680 105.7.